you guys need to be quiet, okay?
Quiet. My check one too.
I'm sorry, this album is catchy.
It is very catchy.
I disagree. She wrote this shit in rehab, man. This is
deep.
She wasn't listening to other people.
Yeah,
she
rehab
no
doesn't
idea.
Have radio.
No.
Maybe it does.
Some
probably
of this stuff
doesn't.
Is deep. She wrote about her father. She wrote about the guy from that 70s show. About his leather jacket.
Wilmer Valderrama?
Yes.
Really?
She wrote about one of her songs. It's about him.
Which one?
One of them is about the guy from One Direction. One of them is about Joe Jonas. I mean, this shit has meaning.
Does it?
Yes.
What are you playing now?
Oh, yeah. She's a Superman right now.
I heard it's a fire starter. Is this a fire starter?
Yeah. She's free.
You're good at that, man.
No. So, basically, like, all I see, like, I agree, she's very talented.
Yes.
But, she's just...
She's pop. A badass.
She's a pop singer.
Yeah, she's poppy. She's poppy, but when did poppy hurt?
You got really angry at my review, basically, because it said...
Well, you said that you liked one song. Out of all of her songs, one song, that's it.
No, I basically said every song she's exploring of what she should sound like. It wasn't about the content, which you were angry, like, I didn't think she had anything to say, which is not anything I said.
Well, I mean, if you follow the gossip sites, man...
I don't.
that shit was full of juicy gossip.
I'm sure it was, but it was just a bunch of other pop songs with what she wanted to say.
I respect that. I respect it.
You don't.
Don't tell me.
You can stop lying.
Don't you tell me.
No, because
no,
after I... Because
I looked up the one song and I was hoping that was released later than Demi, but it wasn't.
It was.
I was wrong.
What song is that? Hold on.
I can't remember what you said.
It's
just
one.
A bunch of
it's
shit talking is what you were doing.
This one is the most that it was copied.
What is it a copy of?
Really don't care.
But she really doesn't care, Matt. She doesn't care about your opinion.
And they shouldn't. No artist should care about my opinion.
Exactly. She should care about mine, though.
But it sounds like... Just like the theme song to that terrible movie of the people who stole from Paris Hilton. So, yeah,
you should play that. It's a good, like, jam, like, I don't want you back in my life. Like, fuck you. I don't care. And I love it.
Pass it off.
She doesn't care about Matt Sherry's opinions.
But what song is it supposed to be reminiscent of?
Matt referenced it in his blog. He's pulling it up right now. And it kind of does. I mean, I listened. I saw when it was released.
But this is all about, like, fuck you.
Exactly.
I'm out with my life.
Right.
And I don't care.
Right.
Oh,
it's a good jam. It's a good
same.
Running jam.
I'm going to go to the
it's
same
song.
It's
a great
song.
Running jam. This is a really good exercise workout song.
It's good to ride your bike to, run to.
What other aerobic exercises is there? No, it's just a rocking out kind of a song.
The issue is she thinks it's... First she was like, oh, it's an obvious loan, but it's very much the song.
No, it's totally a girl power song.
I did, I listened to it. It's a little reminiscent.
No, it's a girl power song.
I forgot what he said, though.
I
think it was,
I'm scrolling.
I think this is such a good girl power song.
Exactly. You know, Demi's all about the girl. Yeah. How about the girl
She's
power?
Girl. Yeah,
fuck Joe Jonas. Girl power.
Seriously, though.
Are you jealous? No, I'm not. I really don't care.
Well, you wouldn't be jealous of a girl who can't stop Joe Jonas?
I mean,
maybe if it were Nick Jonas.
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know why she's with Wilmer, though.
Everyone loves Wilmer.
Do they? Yeah. All
right. No, I don't love Wilmer.
No, I mean, just individual nice girls.
Is he a nice guy?
He's short, foreign, and weird. I'm just being honest.
In the words of Jillian Venus, he's short, he's foreign, he's weird.
His hair is parted down the middle, like it's keeping him alive. I'm just saying, I'm trying to be honest with you.
Did you find the song, Matt?
Yeah, I'm about to.
Oh, and then we move into, like, my favorite song from the entire album. And then we cancel it.
Okay, what? No. This is, like, kind of pop.
Yeah, but what are we supposed to be comparing to?
This is talking about a car, man. Completely different.
No. You're trying to compare this to Demi Lovato? No, it's completely different.
How is it different?
Because Demi is like girl power all the way.
But these girls are saying, no, I'm sorry, Matt, you're just comparing this to this because they're saying I don't care.
Because the beat is exactly the same and the lyrics are pretty much the same.
But I think
Demi does not reference the summer.
Oh, okay. Is that what's different?
No, I think I kind of pop is just like, fuck society. I don't give a fuck. But Demi is like, fuck boys. I'm my own girl. Let's move on. Right? Yeah.
Hold on. Let me move it. Can you repeat that?
I think I kind of pop.
Oh, my God. You're
spilling. Oh, my God. So iconic pop is just like, fuck society. Like, I am a girl. I'm moving on. Demi is like, fuck boys, and I'm gonna dance to it. And I appreciate that, and I respect her for that. Right, Chris?
I agree, Jill. I'm trying to clean up. I'm trying to clean up.
Because listen to her song. Right, Devin's not driving any cars
in
any ditches. She's just like
straight
down the highway.
She's just repeating the exact beat.
No, it's not the same.
Similar message.
I see what you're saying, Matt. But I think that if you were a Demi fan and you knew her background.
Right,
you came in late.
You came in late to the game. So you guys are just arguing that. Because I don't know the exact artist biography, I should learn it from listening to the album.
I think it makes a difference.
No, I feel like it's ignorant. I should be able to listen to the album and get the
Okay, I feel you. I feel what you're saying.
I shouldn't have to research the person before I understand what they're saying.
I feel what you're saying. I get what you're saying. But I still fucking love Demi!
I didn't say she was bad. That's the thing, like, you're always saying I'm bad.
I know you didn't say she was bad, but you basically said that you only like one song from the album, and I just disagree. I feel like the album is great, I feel like it's catchy, and I like it, and it's good to run to.
He wrote her off
Here's really what I said. I said...
Oh, okay.
No one talk anymore, Luke Bryan is on. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I said it's the... First step into a great album she's going to make.
Okay. Hopefully she'll release one soon that I can request that one before the year's up.
It was a stepping stone to a great album.
Okay, alright.
It was her researching.
I respect your opinion.
I don't.
I do.
She doesn't either. She just wants to claim she does.
No, I do! What? I'm not going to come on your podcast if you just say I'm
more open-minded than I am. Let's be honest.
I respect your musical opinion.
No, I didn't say that. This song's terrible. You know.
This song sucks.
I do not agree, Jillian.
Country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl.
That's a great pop song.
There's lyrics that don't really require much brain thinking.
Oh, I'm sorry. Like,
which lyrics require brain?
Hey, sip it, Jill. Whatever you're gonna say.
All heart.
Yeah, he wants those girls to shake their asses. That's all heart. Am I right, Matt Cherry?
It's very right.
Is that fair? Is that fair that I have two of these, like, emo bitches waiting on country music?
Did you just call us emo bitches?
A little bit, because you guys are such country haters.
for people. I love shaking my shorts for people, Lauren. Well, for Luke Bryan, are you serious? Oh, I can't even.
Is she serious about shaking it for Luke Bryan?
Who isn't serious about shaking it for Luke Bryan?
You really like Lil Wayne?
Well, like, why does he want to? No, even Lil Wayne can appreciate Luke Bryan.
Can he?
Could he not? Pause me. I can't talk to you.
I don't know if Lil Wayne's a Luke Bryan fan.
No, I think he would totally collaborate on a great album.
Who requested the Lil Wayne album?
It's my coworker from CBG.
That's a good request.
A lady requested the Cars 3.
Wee. Lauren was in a cop car all the time in college. Three tickets later. She got me thinking
I could date a cop. I'm gonna give my headphones over and hand my mic over to Jill.
What could it be? What is this, Matt?
Okay, this is Sam Hunt.
All right, Jill, tell me about Sam Hunt. Why did you request Sam Hunt for Matt?
He is country, but a little bit more pop.
So isn't that all country nowadays?
No, are you serious right now?
Since when did country turn into pop? Are they just tired of talking about dogs and pickup trucks?
Oh my god, are you serious? No, so they're trying to go more mainstream.
Okay.
So Sam Hunt came in real good with like a little more rap.
How old is Sam Hunt? Wait, did you just say rap?
He rap. Listen to
him. Oh, Jesus.
No, Jesus is not involved in this. He's legit rap.
A country star thinks he can rap.
Listen to him. Are you ready for this?
Okay, I'm ready. Okay. What the fuck is he saying?
He loves martinis in the sunshine. Your nipples are offensive, Chrissy.
I'm Samantha.
No, but don't you think that you would listen
what
to
what man likes martinis and sunshine?
Chris, but honestly, wouldn't you
go?
Would you not tell listen me to this over pickup trucks and dogs?
Sure, martinis and sunshine.
But seriously, it's more mainstream than what you say I listen to.
I'm not saying he has a bad voice. His voice is
fine. He has a sexy voice.
But like, so how would you feel about a man coming up to you and said, "Hey, Jill, I want to take you on a date. Let's go get some martinis and sunshine."
I would love it. Have you seen a picture of this man?
I have not.
I'll pull it up for you.
Pull me up a picture.
But seriously, it's more mainstream than regular country, right?
It doesn't sound like country much like at all. Okay. Is this a new genre? Like yacht rock? Country pop.
Yacht rock.
Yacht rock. Shout out Greg. Yacht rock.
He's sexy as all get out. Just look at him.
Hold on. I need to put my
glasses. Oh, I'm sorry, Grandma. Hold on.
Okay, yeah, he's not bad looking.
Well, that's his body, too.
Alright, yeah, he's good.
So he's singing about.
He also looks a little dead in the eyes. And he doesn't look like he likes martinis and sunshine. That's
so he's singing about.
He looks like he likes baseball. Oh.
He loves. Country guys like baseball and football and mason jars.
Yeah, okay, he's pretty cute.
Exactly. So, maybe, Lauren. So
I would drink a martini with Sam Hunt. That's what I'm saying. But I wouldn't listen to his album.
No. Come on. You haven't listened to it. That's not fair. He is singing about the same stuff that country guys sing about, like Luke Bryan, Jason Aldean, and Garth Brooks.
Does Luke Bryan like martinis?
Sure he does. He's just brought it more mainstream. That's why you have to love him. He does. He shakes his shorts. So he sings about shaking his shorts. Yeah, sorry. Thanks for getting a close on that one.
Whoa.
So if you heard, like, Jason Aldean about this stuff, he's a little more country, a little
so
more.
So Jill, tell me, twang. When like, you listen Sam to Hunt Sam Hunt songs, do you just picture what he looks like and then that makes it all better, or what?
No, listen to the song, listen to the beat, it's good.
It's a little twangy.
It's country.
Does
what
he
want
have
to be?
More like country-ish songs?
Yes.
Lauren asks, is he a hick?
because listen to speakers, man. Do you put speakers on? No. Why do you fucking dumb?
No, because this is what you hear.
The sounds
when
you hear that in person.
I want to hear speakers.
We'll listen to that.
What's this one? What's the next song? What's
this one? I can't hear it. Man, I think my speaker's
Sam
away.
Jason Hunt, whatever his name is.
Are you serious with the Sam Jason Hunt? It's fucking two different people. What are you listening
to? Is Jason
right
Hunt
now?
A person?
No, Jason.
What are we moving on to, Matt? Is this still Sam Hunt? What's going
it's
on?
It's not Sam Hunt.
What is it?
We moved on from Sam Hunt because it's not good.
No, that's not fair. Don't take the mic away.
Okay, man, I have a question for you. Sam yes. Hunt or Demi Lovato?
Demi Lovato.
All the way.
Offended. Yes.
This guy's offended. Better than both of them. It's Kendrick Lamar.
Okay, alright.
Bitch, don't kill my mama.
I don't know much about Kendrick Lamar.
Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. I can feel your energy from two planets away. I got my drink, I got my music. I will share it, but today,
what did you feel about this album, Matt?
I was actually a bit disappointed in general, because this is the new album that, like, it becomes the point of, this is what, but he fucking swears every other
fucking is always fucking swearing every fucking
that's basically what he does, like, this, his most popular song is Bitch, Don't Kill My Vibe.
Another mistake living in your don't kill his vibe with what?
I can admit that it is yours.
Can bitches kill a vibe?
How would a bitch kill a vibe, man?
By being there.
By being present and alive.
That's a little rude.
Well, I mean, it was on purpose. Basically, that's what he's saying, though. Like, basically,
he's like chilling, and then that bitch is coming, uh-huh. She's killing his vibe.
Well, it's just like a guy coming into a girl's night.
Yeah, that fucking sucks.
It's the same thing. Okay. It's basically the opposite version. Like, girls are having fun by themselves, but if a guy's by himself trying to chill, and a girl, like, tries to hit on him, bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my
vibe. Yeah,
the
guy should appreciate being hit on.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You should be grateful.
Yeah. That seems reverse sexist, in my opinion.
And you like it. We're not going to talk about sexism here, man. This is
amazing. No. I have not been a victim of sexism ever. I'm waiting for it.
Sure you are.
It's not going to happen, but I'm waiting for it.
We live in a world. We live in a world on two different axes. He's fine, whatever. I'm not a big fan.
What? It's earlier, but I had so much money. Here's my sister's song that she covered.
What did she request?
Trip Shakespeare. It's a 90s band.
Okay. Reminds me a little bit of 10 Things I Hate About You. It's the first thing that popped in my head.
It sounds so 90s.
So 90s.
Right?
Yes.
I can see her.
It's not a good song. It's not a good album. It's not a great album. Basically, so they miss grunge. Like, my entire review of the album. They're a fine band. Like, this, all their music sounds like this. No, they're not.
Lil Wayne.
They're opposite of grunge. But they can't. Their album released right after Nevermind.
Okay.
So they got buried. Because this sounds nothing like
well,
grunge,
yeah,
so it's very popular.
Right.
So, like, they got very popular. But it's fine music. It's like, yeah, it's good. It's not great.
It's okay. I've heard better 90s bands.
What if I told you you're a transgender?
Well, but, I mean, that's everything. To each their own, man. That doesn't change my opinion of their music.
No.
Music so
this song is slightly better.
This is the same band. On the
speaks to me as a single artist. It's not great. So I love a later album of theirs. I can play it later if you want. This album wasn't great because it sounds like this. It's really rough. And it's just, the entire band are anarchists. That's like it. Irish tonight. Yeah, they make a video with it. I hope you know this song. She might not know this song.
I can't hear it.
It's my favorite song of the album.
What did you think about this album?
I loved it. You saw my review already.
We're talking about the Wrens. Some good shit, man.
She's not gonna like this one, but I loved it.
I listened to this with Kyle a lot in college. I'm sure you probably heard it. You probably hated it.
I loved it, and I think you agree with my review.
Yes. It's those bands that I love that will never make it.
They're a pop band.
They don't have the radio.
Have right. Chorus.
They don't have the radio appeal. Right. Play Hopeless. Play Hopeless.
Hopeless is like the name of the band.
Their songs are a little long. This is a good, like 13 months and 6 minutes. That's like a great song to fall asleep to.
So that's a bit of a Christmas.
We had our sleepy time.
Hopeless is probably on there.
I don't think the best way for a band to get into your heart is through a sleepy time mix.
Whatever.
I'm just saying.
No, but that's not the point.
Talk about martinis and sunshine. Okay, we get it. This podcast is not going to be about you guys loving country. That's the problem. You'll never love it for what it is. About the Wrens is the build-up. Every song has build-up. Everyone. If they can make it on any song out of this album, I agree with Matt.
That's a second.
And it's good if, like,
we're all about the artist.
Yeah, shit.
I love it.
Alright, listen. Not everyone loves that kind of pop like you.
Oh.
Sorry.
This is just...
Huh?
This is just...
I don't know who that is.
Like Boris, right?
Boris Arms, right?
Oh, yeah.
I hated them in college, and I still hate them.
Not a huge fan.
Not a big fan. How did you feel about that album, man?
It was fine. It's just a punk band, and I love them.
Nothing to write home about.
Favorite Chicago. You can't hate this song.
Celia, you're breaking my heart.
This is a great song.
I bet Felicia loves this song.
This is a great song.
Felicia loves the jams.
Fuck them, so. Celia, you're breaking my heart. You're shaking.
older viewer is. It's like I requested some songs. She requested one album.
No, two.
And we listened to Sam Hunt already.
Okay, Sam Hunt, Jason Aldean, and Luke.
Yeah, but alright. You requested them. It's February 28th right now. I'm not going to listen to them beforehand.
Alright, well, come on. Listen to The Country and Spice Girls in the same week. I bet Spice Girls will be better.
Okay, no, I don't. No, it's not like.
I love that TV show.
That sounds like
that was good, Lauren. Celebrity Deathmatch was good, Lauren.
It's actually mostly a big...
Sounds like
America.
That's a great reference, Jill. You're right.
It's not very
now. Steven would do a really great job with this. Shout out SW.
This is Ed Sheeran listening to
Tiger. You know what? I really think that was a really true connection, Matt, because Ed Sheeran can suck it.
I love this.
It's late in the evening. Lost on the side. Been sad with you.
And JT is much more attractive and talented.
Ignoring everybody.
Has he? I didn't know that.
So maybe we could get down.
I mean, that's a great musical strategy. JT is phenomenal.
The song is really
like, let's just talk about JT is different. The most well-rounded, smart, and funny, and athletic, and musically talented. Dan. JT, man. He's a perfect man. He's all around. And Ed Sheeran is creepy and has red hair.
I wish JT never copied anybody. That's the thing.
What'd you say to me, Matt?
Oh, she didn't talk about me.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
But JT is
so I was confused.
No, I'm saying Ed Sheeran copied me.
I mean, Matt. So did you give Ed Sheeran a shitty review like you did
yes.
Demi? Good.
I made it worse. I said he's the worst JT.
But he slept with Ellie Goulding.
So the next song is actually Against Me song.
What is this?
Against Me.
Bye.
Against Me is the band.
Oh.
It's born on the FM waves.
I've never heard of them.
Yes.
It's not what we meant to say.
I love Tegan and Sarah.
Yeah. Real
one of their songs is on the Duff soundtrack. I just was listening to it. Are they lesbians?
Really like chicks.
Yeah, they're lesbians.
They really like chicks.
That's a problem.
This sounds good.
I'm sorry for you, man. It's kind of like how I feel about JT. It's just like unreachable.
I
dream about JT. I love this. Oh, okay. Alright, well, I love Sarah's voice. Not to be confused with Sarah, okay.
She's got a more beautiful
voice. I mean, how did he choose to only have Sarah be a part of this? Running music. Just wait until you listen to Time Flies, Matt. That is a running album. It's just like, you just run like you've never run before. That song, that album taught me how to run. I mean, I was in track, so
but every track is all about
heartbreak. Time flies. You just run, 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 run. You know, I tried.
I just kind of hate it.
Are they gay?
No.
Oh, okay. It's just two people. Two people for marriage, right, Joe? Lauren, are you two people for
as long as I want to.
I was just...
We can play as much music as
you want.
There's
a little Aerosmith.
Can you play all the music
until
you just
listen to it?
No.
Lauren, he hasn't listened to it yet. He needs to put it in his calendar. I mean, we could just reveal right now. Spice World is the bomb. Sorry, just Spice.
Guitar Hero.
This does sound like a Guitar Hero for sure.
I rock this shit.
I'm gonna go to the bathroom and I'm gonna let you ladies.
About what?
Made it too far.
Oh, okay.
So I'm on the search. So
gotta love the David Bowie all day, every day. Oh, what are we gonna search for? Yeah. Any song? Okay, so this is the debut album of the Spice Girls. They're a British group. This was released in November 1996, y'all.
96, good lord.
I think this is probably my favorite song from the album.
That was almost 20 years ago.
To become one.
No. That was about sex, and at the time I probably had no idea. 1996, let's be real.
It's pretty like straightforward, like literally two people become one person.
So this one is called Say You'll Be There.
Oh, such a
journey. Bless you, Jill.
Forty Spice just kills it.
This is such a good, like, fashion show.
You know, they go a lot into stories in these songs. That's what I love. You know, like, last night we should be friends. That's what we decided. And then, like, they're going around in circles. So it's like, will the deja vu ever end? I don't know. You know, this thing was my jam. I think this was probably one of the first CDs I ever owned.
Oh, sure. That's
one of the first full CDs.
I'm not gonna lie. I think I had it on cassette.
Did you?
I did.
No.
I had some. Flip it over.
Okay. All right. Another one. I'll find another one of my first CDs.
The album covers.
It was, but they had Spice like out in the yes. But this is so girl power. I loved it. Like when you're 9 years old and you're like, yeah, it's all about girlfriends. You don't know boys. Yeah, you're like, screw it. I love my girlfriends. And then you learn.
And
did you learn? And you listened to Britney Spears instead, or Demi Lovato?
You know, I feel like Demi Lovato was like this generation Spice Girls.
You think?
She's all about the women. I don't know.
There aren't any. Yeah, but she's more like.
They're. I mean, like now that Fifth Harmony's around, but they like suck. I mean, like.
No, I think that Lovato is more like fuck boys. Like I don't think she's really. Maybe she's this
generation Mariah Carey. I mean, that was one of the first. I think cassettes that I owned was a Mariah Carey one.
Demi doesn't get really into like being best friends with yourself and being with. Best friends with girls.
Well, maybe like Matt said, you know, she's just coming into her own Demi Lovato, so that might be the next one.
Matt.
I mean,
here's another one that I have.
That's what I just found, Matt. That is what I just found.
Or Britney Spears.
That's a tragedy.
Well, like, we didn't know. We didn't know, like, what you wanted from us.
It doesn't need to be current. It needs to be anything.
Well, we know that now, my friend.
I just want to find their more albums as long as you love me. This is a good one, but you know, I'm just very uncomfortable because I can't understand what's going on.
But Chris, you have to be straight Backstreet Boys or straight NSYNC. You can't choose.
Well, I was an NSYNC girl.
Me too, so why are you listening to Backstreet?
Well, because like I know Matt likes them.
I know Backstreet's back, all right.
Okay, first of all,
Backstreet's always back.
You know, NSYNC is better than Backstreet Boys.
Yes, I
it's
do.
Like NSYNC, hey. Backstreet Boys, then 98 Degrees. So let's not.
I know Bye Bye and Pod word by word. So
why don't we go?
I Want You Back was probably my favorite NSYNC song ever.
I have to agree with you.
So did you have any of the dolls? Any of the posters? Which ones did you have?
Okay, I had G Teen. I had Lamb. Wait, I had G-teen a really soft really spot for curly hair. Yes, like ramen noodles.
My cousin was a Lance girl.
She was. I had a soft spot for Lance. I was like, he's gonna be straight. It's fine. Like, he will be my man. No, I like straight boys.
I mean, as I've already said, and as I've already requested for Matt, I am a JT girl
all the way.
Even when he had the like. Noodle hair.
What about JC though? You know, JC
Chavez. I liked him in that one MTV show. What was that show? America's Best Dance Crew.
Oh yeah, JC.
Okay.
Oh come on,
Matt, that's number two. Fucking spill.
Little mama. No, but I really think that just always popping. It's always. Lip
gloss
is popping and all the boys
are
just popping. No, but I feel like if you didn't love JT, you loved JC. That's how it
was.
Yeah,
girls
were
either like JT girls or JC girls. Well, what? Those random Chris girls that were like, you're drunk. What are you?
I mean, the
dude
wore dreadlocks.
Yeah, it was kind of like JT, JC, maybe Lance. I mean, he was cute for girls that didn't know his sexual orientation, but. Then I was like, Joey and Chris, and like, I just felt bad for them. They were there for like fillers. I mean, I could have been the fourth NSYNC member.
No, but that Crazy Without You song.
Chris sang that one, right?
I know, but that was such a good jam.
That was a good jam.
Except for they taped it up.
Go!
Oh, this is a good one.
This is a good one.
A lesser known, though.
Lesser known. I have that McDonald's VHS tape of Backstreet Boys.
I have that too.
That had some jams on it. It was like a CD and a VHS that you could get. I got both.
But they're crazy for you when they're in the mental institution. Like,
I feel like that wouldn't be appropriate in this day and age.
But if you watch the behind the scenes video, what was that called?
Making the video.
You saw that pop-up video. It was good.
I loved pop-up video. With the bubbles?
My favorite was the Alanis Morissette one. Totally off topic from right now, but oh my god, it was so good.
I hate Alanis Morissette.
Oh, real? We won't get into that right now. But
my best friend from third grade was obsessed with Alanis Morissette. She had a poster. She had a poster.
Yeah, thank you, Matt.
Her brother drew a mustache on it, and I secretly high-fived him.
But seriously, ironic. You didn't like that song?
No.
You're joking.
Because all that stuff was not ironic.
Ironic is the first song I ever really loved. Like,
that is sad for you in your life. It's sad for you in your life. No, please don't play Ironic, Matt. Is that what's coming right now, Matt?
Is that what's gonna happen? Ironic was great. Rain on your wedding day? Oh god, I love
that's
it.
That's not ironic, that's bad luck.
So if it rains on your wedding day in 6 months, then your marriage is lost. Bad luck.
I guess so, man. I'll be kind of unhappy. I'm not gonna lie about it.
Oh, okay, let's move on to the song.
Alright, sorry, we're moving on. Matt doesn't like our old 90s talk.
Well, no, don't worry. If you want to listen to the shitty 90s series.
You got off topic.
No.
Oh my god, your music taste. Why are we friends? I can't even.
This is the same fucking
Okay, fine. Jill, Team Alanis or Team Mariah?
Mariah.
Well, then there you go. Alanis sucks.
That's not fair. Yes, it is. It's like pop versus alternative.
Versus shit?
No, are you serious? So if you like Mariah Carey, you can't like Alanis Morissette.
Exactly.
No, you're drunk. Are you serious? Exactly. Nailed it. No, Lauren. No, that's
okay,
crazy.
Jill, tell me what you liked about Alanis Morissette's voice.
I just like her songs. They were catchy. I like them. Made me feel like a badass when I listened to her, alright?
Jill thinks she's alternative.
Yeah, I'm alternative when I listen to her. And then I, like, go back and listen to Mariah Carey, and I'm like, yeah, I'm a pop princess. You know. What is this? Matt's just coming in hot.
This is crazy. February.
Who requested this?
This is Sarah. She tried to...
Sarah.
What up, Sarah? Sherry?
That's Sarah Flanagan.
Oh.
Sarah Flanagan?
Oh, actually, sorry.
She requested it. Sarah fucking Flanagan.
Who's that?
Sherry.
Oh, okay, well, yeah. I know Sarah Sherry. Sarah fucking Sherry?
She did not want
to. Oh, she didn't change her mind. Okay.
No, she did.
She
did not want
to. She waited.
I feel you.
Sarah Flanagan.
I love your dog, Sarah.
Because yeah, now you want to be crazy.
All right, listen.
It's a car horn.
It is a compound word. Not in here. But
I like
far.
This, but I feel like I should be, like, 15 beers in, hanging out on the couch with someone's face.
Yeah, like in a circle, swaying.
It's like that 70s show threw up all over this album.
I love this song, but you guys aren't gonna like it.
Well, that was a great introduction.
Yeah, I love this song.
It's Weezer.
I enjoy Weezer.
It's a Weezer, right?
Jesse and I are so opposite on Weezer, this is probably good.
Because Jill likes shitty music, and I like good music.
Shut the fuck up.
Matt agrees with me. Matt agrees with me.
I know it. No, Matt didn't hate some of my country suggestions.
He didn't hate it. He didn't love it.
I can't wait till he gets to stamp on Jason Aldean.
Matt, whose musical taste would you say what you're similar to? Chrissy or Jill?
I'm offended by that.
You can be offended.
I don't think he cares.
You're allowed.
I'm tired of shitty music.
Alright, listen.
Just driving around town listening to this emo bullshit.
Alright, listen! It is not all emo!
This song is good.
I feel like
every song I've had you listen to, mine, you liked.
I feel like I should be having hair in my face. Driving around in a black V-neck.
This song right now.
And Vans.
Shut up.
That's
how I feel.
This is Vans what are the everyone shit. Likes, so I don't like it.
Are you on Bullet Bullet Dream website?
What? Yeah. Because I just am not good.
Is that a baby on your
left? I guess I didn't know Weezer had a new album. I didn't realize Weezer had a new album.
Yeah, they just released it in November.
Okay, I'll check that out.
It's the best album I've ever heard.
Okay. I'm bored with it.
This song's so good because it like talks about what happened.
Could be better.
I mean, Island in the Sun, man. That's a
good song. Oh my god! Hell yeah, Chrissy, let's agree on Island in the Sun.
Oh, man, it was an aquamarine. I mean, come on.
I'm just gonna have to play this one again.
Oh, okay. So. Island in the Sun. Is that what you're going with? No. Oh, I'm.
All right, some Spice Girls. All right, Lauren.
Tell me what you want.
What you really, really want.
I really, really want to
So the worst part, is that I like Not a Boss. If you want my future, forget my past. What? Tell your mom, like, this song is...
This plane is definitely
crashing! No, he's yelling. I hate it already.
I hate when they yell.
I hate...
You just made everyone who's trying to listen to this.
Your ears...
Oh, God! Oh, no! That's just what happened.
I hate the song.
No.
I don't like when they yell into the microphone. Like, if you have to yell, go to therapy. I don't agree with it.
Or just cry to Lady Gaga.
I don't know. Oh.
I feel like we shouldn't bring that up.
Yeah, he's gonna listen to this.
Yeah,
he's
I'm gonna send him the link. I am, Jill.
It's hard to listen to Lady Gaga sometimes.
It's really emotional.
Did you, like, have to turn the Oscars off because when she started singing sound of music?
That was fucking great. Her voice is incredible.
Yeah, there's no argument.
Let me add Lady Gaga to your fucking list.
Don't cry, though, Matt.
Keep it in.
I feel like it was...
How many more days do you need of the year? I mean, I have, like,
100
albums I can recommend to you.
One more days.
All right, good. So we got some days.
Yeah, we got some days.
Seriously.
I'll do some 98 Degrees Revelation.
It's hiccups.
I'll do some NSYNC for you.
Bad luck having you.
Yeah, you would not recommend boring as fuck music.
Yeah, it sucks. I recommended Spice Girls and
Outkast. Oh, I love this song. Garden State Flashback.
Garden State. I've never seen that movie.
You would hate it, so don't watch it. Don't watch it. Lauren and I would play Skip-O to this album.
Oh, that was a good album. You should do the Garden State soundtrack.
Yeah, I don't think you're not doing soundtracks, are you? No compilations?
Only original soundtracks.
Okay. I'm fucking picky. Original soundtracks.
I want the artist to have the most control over.
But you see, what happens if it's a bunch
Well, Zach Braff picked up the Garden season.
Yeah,
but this, I listened to the entire.
So if I suggest Bridge you're over Troubled like, Water, you are not going to do it.
I'm going to say, hey, which artist would you like me to listen to?
And I would say, please listen to everyone on this.
And I'll say, I'm not going to. Because it's a different person besides the artist determining the artist. So that's important. They can be creative, but that's not what I'm trying to do.
I like
Garth
versus
365 and 365.
365 and 365.
Mercury.
Mercury. I'm about to end the podcast.
Oh, great. This has been a blast.
For now.
Well, you have to. Do you want to look at the albums I've listened to? I'll play any song you want to.
Otherwise, like, people are, like, not requesting this shit that I would hope for.
I got a lot of country coming your way.
Well, what about the Death Cab, or was that January?
That was January, but I can play any music from that, too.
I mean, that's a good album.
Is it?
Plans? That's what you listen to, right?
Uh-huh.
Love that album. That's my favorite Death Cab album.
It's my second favorite.
What was your first?
The album was one.
Transatlantic. Plans is my favorite. Marching Band's of New York, man.
I want to play a song in favor of, I told you before, my favorite comic writer died.
Right. So sad. Did you read Aziz's post? Whittles.
I love Harris Whittles.
It's very sad. Because these people... Never mind. We're not going to talk about drugs on the podcast.
You can talk about it.
Well, clearly he had done heroin before. He was recovering, and then they think that they can do the same amount that they did.
So...
It's just sad.
You should... I'm going to send you the Pete Holmes podcast of him saying he's going to quit drugs because he knows heroin is way basically when... You can't control it.
Well, right. A lot of people die from heroin.
So he started
Corey
doing...
Corey Monteith.
He's going to stop doing heroin because he said...
This is Harris Whittle saying
Harris
this?
Whittle said himself, because I don't want to do it to my friends. I don't want to do it to myself. I don't want to do it to anybody else.
And then he still did it.
I did. Well, that's just... F addiction.
He left a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And he was just in that Parks and Rec episode. Because he's the animal control.
He's the exec producer.
Right, I know that. But he's also in it.
Country stars don't do that shit.
Country stars do drugs.
Oh, really?
No.
They just do martinis and sunshine.
Fucking heroin. They're always on the street.
Name one.
I don't know. Google that shit, Lauren.
I'll wait.
Country singer died from heroin.
How about the original Waylon Jennings who died from a cocaine overdose?
We don't have to talk about Waylon Jennings.
Oh, no, that doesn't count. That doesn't, guys, that doesn't count. Because it's not modern country.
That's doing great.
And all you guys.
No, I think it's an everybody issue. I don't think it's a...
I just watched a special on heroin last night with athletes. And the fact that they start with painkillers and then go on to the heroin. That shit's a serious drug. Don't do drugs, kids.
Everyone should watch this music video. It's called Lisa. His band was Don't Stop or We'll Die.
Is this for Harris?
This is for Harris.
Did you hear about him doing that stand-up like the night before? Uh-huh. Not being alive.
Mm-hmm. Seriously, I'm going to send you that podcast because he talks about dying 90% of the podcast.
Does he really? He knew it was...
No, he just knew it's good. He just knew it's what...
He knew what happened.
He knew that what would happen next. It's sad. It's rough. I'll send you the County Big Man of his friends. Like.
I'll send you the Gilmore Guys podcast, man.
Gilmore Guys?
Yeah, it's really great.
Yeah.
I wish I could be on that podcast.
Well, you could start your own Gilmore Guys.
They get really sidetracked. And I want more Gilmore talk. And
no, but that's the fun about podcasts is, like, you don't have to track it on anything.
Like, I want to hear about Gilmore Girls.
I almost started a Simpsons podcast where we...
Oh, I could do that with you.
Yeah, where we watch every single episode.
Well, that's a lot. Yeah, that's a little too much. But that's what season by season.
No, because then you run
out. Now that Star Trek guy has passed away, that was a major Simpsons character that was very recurring.
No.
He was recurring.
No.
Yes.
There are already Star Trek podcasts where they do every episode. So.
Initiate
the rest.
I mean, I didn't know you should sing this whole rest of the song.
She threw it in the rest. She made the cross. The cross. And the crust was all brown. She threw it onto the ground.
So this is like a podcast where you sing shit.
Is that how you end all your podcasts?
Matt Cherry.
From the top of the ocean. That's hell.
What was that?
This is From the top of the ocean. Mouse.
What the hell? What is with this album? They never sounded like that before.
No, it's early. That's like 92.
Oh, I'm glad they changed their sound.
They sound much better. Like, yes. I like Modest Mouse.
I do
that
too.
That album was bad.
Yep.
Basically what it said is like, I like all the lyrics, but they're shitty. Like. And the crust was all brown. And she threw it onto the ground.
Ah!
And she ate the rest.
We will, Lauren. We're ending our podcast.
We don't have to end it. We can keep going. If you guys want to listen to other music, we can listen to other music.
They're tired.
I can record as long as... we're at 55 minutes.
Oh my gosh. Good night, y'all.
No. Chrissy wants to stay up forever.
No. Forever, ever.
I could talk about music forever, but I can't stay up forever.
What's your grandma's favorite song? Well, you should play that.
She had a lot of favorite songs. What? She was singing My Fair Lady at the end. She was singing Staying Alive. she likes the Beatles. Funny. She likes Frank Sinatra. She likes Grease.
You know what? I didn't like
Grandma Walker has a lot of
favorite songs. She was she definitely loved the jams. That's for sure. She was a happy woman.
Who loves to give people
R.I.P. Grandma Walker.
It's March 1st.
March 1st.
It's March 1st. Let's feel some spring weather.
No. Never.
No, it's going to be so cold forever.
It's never going to be spring
anymore. I want my flip-flops.
Spring is just basically saying, oh, fuck you.
Fuck you, friend. We should go back to that dog for me.
Rain in Spain stays mainly in
the rain. I think I made it my profile picture because I'm not going to use it.
The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain. She loved My Fair Lady.
I think she's got it.
The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain.
By George, she's got
she sang this to the
by
nurses.
By George, she's got it. Now once again, where does it rain?
On the plain,
and where's that soggy plain?
In Spain,
the rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain.
We just recently bought her a Greece for Christmas. She called us.
Go
she said,
I love this Greece.
I love this music.
This new modern music, Greece.
Greece was on ABC Family this morning and I watched
Pelicans
it.
Hardly happen.
Yeah.
How kind of you to let me come.
Devils?
Good night, y'all.
Where does it rain?
On I like ending on this note.
It's a good note to end on.
And where's that blasted rain?
End off on a better night than that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, you biatch.
Oh, come on.
Well, this car is automatic.
Playing?
It's systematic. It's
hydromatic.
Why, it's grease lightning.
Grease lightning. Yeah, woo!
Happy Sunday, y'all.
Because we're
happy March 1st, y'all.
Yeah,
grease lightning. Peace out.
Positive, y'all. With a postman on the floor, they'll be waiting at the door.
You know they're getting dust, yeah, they're getting lots of stuff. I love it. Love it. I love it.
And we'll see you next week.